Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. The head of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, has told the BBC that Russia must respond by the end of the week to allegations that it ran a comprehensive doping programme for its athletes. Lord Coe said the IAAF will be looking at a range of options following Monday's call by the World Anti-Doping Agency for Russia to be banned from international athletics. Russia's sports minister said excluding his country from competitions was not the answer. Sarah Rainsford reports from Moscow.
Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko accepts that the report needs studying calmly, but he's already said that the suggestion his own ministry was involved in foul play is based on pure opinion, not fact. And the director of the laboratory at the centre of the whole scandal over manipulated doping tests has told one TV channel here that the WADA investigation was conducted by idiots.
The manager of Germany's national football team, Joachim Löw, has said he is shocked and saddened by the resignation of the head of the country's football association. Wolfgang Niersbach stepped down amid mounting allegations of corruption in the awarding of the 2006 World Cup to Germany. The United States has urged people in Myanmar to be patient and not prejudge the final outcome of Sunday's election, which it called a peaceful and historic vote. A final tally is it not expected for several days. A White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, warned that more work was needed for Myanmar to usher in true democracy.
What is clear is that for the first time ever, millions of people in Burma voted in a meaningful, competitive election. And despite some structural and systemic flaws, we believe that Sunday's vote represents an important step in Burma's democratic reform process. The U.S. Embassy team was impressed by the enthusiasm of the people of Burma, which was indicated by the long lines, apparent high voter turnout, and the diversity of voices coming to the polls.
The Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sacked the head of the country's anti-corruption agency. Ibrahim Lamord had been chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission for 4 years. Mr. Buhari became president in March, vowing to fight corruption. In August, a Senate committee said it was investigating charges that assets and cash recovered by the commission had been diverted. A new Nigerian cabinet is due to be sworn in next week. The United Nations says a major international relief effort is needed in Ethiopia to prevent a humanitarian disaster. It says food shortages caused by drought are spreading quickly, and by the beginning of next year, 15 million people will be in need of food aid. Lack of rain has reduced crop yields by 90% in the worst affected areas. David Del Conte is from the UN's office in the capital, Addis Ababa.
We went from 4.5 to 8.5 million people needing food aid in just the last 2 months. We know it's going to get worse soon. We know that the needs next year are going to be far higher and far more entrenched. And despite our massive best efforts, including remarkable efforts by the government, this is not enough.
World News from the BBC. President Barack Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's in Washington, have sought to reaffirm the close ties between Israel and the United States, despite months of rancor between the two men. Mr. Obama said it was no secret that they had disagreed on how to deal with Iran's nuclear program, but he said Israel's security remained a top U.S. priority, and they had agreed a $30 billion military deal. Mr. Netanyahu said he wanted to reassure the U.S. that he remained committed to a two-state solution with the Palestinians. Frontline fighters in a new alliance of Kurdish and Arab guerrillas in northern Syria say they need more weapons if they're to defeat the Islamic State group. The US-backed alliance, called the Syrian Democratic Force, is making progress, as Quentin Somerville reports.
The Syrian Democratic Forces is the latest attempt to revitalise opposition against the militants. An earlier US-led training programme ended in failure after costing hundreds of millions of dollars when most of its fighters were captured or deserted. But already, tensions are surfacing between the partners in the new alliance. American-supplied weapons, given to the Kurds for distribution to their Arab partners, haven't made it to many of the frontline fighters.
The authorities in Brazil have suspended the license of the Samarco mining company after two dams it used to hold wastewater from iron ore collapsed. Rivers of mud descended on the village of Bento Rodrigues on Thursday, engulfing cars and homes. Three bodies were recovered and another 24 people are missing, presumed dead. A theme park in California is planning to phase out its controversial killer whale displays. SeaWorld is trying to reverse a drop in visitor numbers at its 11 parks in the United States. It's faced intense criticism for keeping killer whales known as orcas in captivity. Activists say it's cruel and tawdry. A documentary 2 years ago highlighted the damage to the whales. SeaWorld says it will replace its orca shows in 2017, promising an exhibition in a more natural setting. BBC News.